Today is August 24th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover OpenAI's Frontier RL pause and what it means for your GPT-6 roadmap. DeepSeek's V4 Pro shipping a 78% speed boost through speculative decoding, and the math behind a $500 billion GPU financing bet that's reshaping how you should think about compute contracts. Here's the number that should stop you mid-stand-up this morning. One founder cut agent infrastructure spend from $1 million a month to $100,000 a month. In a single month. Not through a discount negotiation, not through layoffs, through model routing. Bezier's founder, Ben Sira, moved background agent workloads to Minimax M2.7 and kept Anthropic models only for customer-facing traffic, where the guardrails matter. Lindy's founder reported something similar. A 90% reduction in AI spend after shifting primary workloads to DeepSeek and reinvesting the savings straight into headcount. This is the build vs buy call of the quarter, and it's shippable today. The pattern is simple. Premium frontier APIs, Claude, GPT, stay reserved for live, customer-facing traffic where quality and guardrails matter. Everything else, background jobs, batch processing, internal agent chains, gets routed to open-weight models. Building this router yourself with light LLM or a custom layer costs roughly 3 to 5 engineering days. Skip it. And you're paying full frontier pricing for work that doesn't need frontier reasoning. That's the single highest leverage sprint item in this entire briefing. But don't over-rotate on self-hosting before you check the math. Matt Wolf's benchmark found a local QN 3.8 27 billion parameter model, took about 2 hours on an agentic coding task via LM Studio, and still produced broken code. The comparable cloud task took 74 minutes and cost 25 cents. Local inference today is still 10 to 50 times slower for complex, multi-step work. And FreeCodeCamp's breakdown of the actual economics puts the self-hosting break-even at 3 to 5 million tokens a month. Below that volume, a managed API simply wins on total cost of ownership. So the sprint goal here isn't go local. It's build the router, then measure your actual monthly token volume before you provision a GPU. Now, the reason routing to open weight is even viable right now, DeepSeek just made the case for you. V4 Pro shipped this week at $3.96 per million output tokens, using something they're calling DSpark, speculative decoding that delivers a 78% generation speedup with zero retraining. 6 weeks from research paper to production. If you're self-hosting anything, this is your action item. Check whether VLLM or TGI already support speculative decoding for your stack, because that's free throughput sitting on the table. DeepSeek also shipped something more interesting architecturally. A plugin-based agent harness called Cordis that decouples the model, the tool layer, the sandbox, and the UI through one-line YAML config. That's a real alternative to monolithic harnesses like Claude Code or Codex, and if you're building agent infrastructure from scratch, it's worth a look before you commit to a heavier framework. Here's the efficient frontier lesson buried in the benchmarks this week. NVIDIA's AO harness took Claude Opus 4.5 from 30% to 100% on Arc AGI3 without touching the model at all. Same weights, same checkpoint, pure scaffold engineering. Meanwhile, a DIY benchmark on consumer hardware found Ornith 1.5 at 35 billion parameters generates 28% faster than QN3-27B. But scores only 50% on reasoning versus Qwen's 99%. And on complex tasks, it can burn its entire 18,000 token output budget without ever producing code. The takeaway, speed and parameter count, are not proxies for capability. Scaffold design now rivals model selection as a performance lever, and that means your engineering time is often better spent on the harness than on hunting for a slightly better checkpoint. On the governance side, OpenAI has confirmed a pause on frontier reinforcement learning training after crossing what Sam Altman called a critical cyber capability threshold. This is corroborated across multiple independent sources, and regardless of whether it's a genuine technical halt or, as one commentator put it, a PR echo of the 2019 GPT-2 precedent, the practical instruction for you is the same. If any part of your roadmap depends on a GPT-6 class model shipping on schedule, push that dependency out by at least one quarter. Build your fallback path now, not when the delay actually lands on your calendar. And more importantly, this is happening while capital is repositioning around compute at a scale that changes what long-term infrastructure bet even means. NVIDIA is mobilizing over $500 billion in third-party financing through Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Brookfield, and KKR. CoreWeave is writing a 100 reservation contracts that run through 2029. Think about what that signals. CUDA compatibility, not raw flops, is what determines a chip's financeable useful life. But here's the efficient frontier chart hiding in that same data. The GPU count needed per unit of capability has dropped roughly 16-fold in 3 years. 16A100s got you GPT-4 class inference in 2022. A single GPU gets you a comparable 5 to 10 billion parameter model today. If you're locking into a multi-year hardware contract at today's ratios, you risk over-provisioning against a curve that's still bending fast. Weigh on-demand H100 rates, $2.50 to $4 an hour, against 3-year reserved discounts of 40 to 60% off, but build in a capability per dollar reevaluation checkpoint, not just a renewal date. One more cost control item that's not theoretical. A Moonshots panelist reported a single bad idea propagating across a 5,000 agent fleet burned roughly $50,000 in tokens in 2 to 3 hours before anyone caught it. If you're running any kind of multi-agent fleet, implement hard per session spend caps with automatic kill switches this week. That's not a someday item. So here's the sprint goal for this week. Ship the model router first. Background and batch work to open weight. Customer-facing work stays on Frontier APIs. And audit your fleet for spend caps before you scale agent count any further. Those two moves alone are the difference between the founders cutting costs by 90% and the ones burning $50,000 in an afternoon. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.